Welcome to the Closet Mastery Course, creating a magical space where children love to learn. You are listening to Lesson 9, Using the Master Inspire Plan with the Closet. Your presenter is Marianne Johnson.
In this lesson, I'm going to give you two examples of how your Master Inspire Plan can help you catch and use both a child's spark and a parent's great idea. You have just listened to Diane Jepson teach you how to create a Master Inspire Plan for your family and the value in having one. You have also spent some time hearing from Jody Palmer on creating a vision for your family through the creation of a family mission statement. In this lesson, I want to give just a couple of examples of using both of these documents to follow up on your children's sparks, keep your closet brimming with inspiring content, and solidifying your goals and vision for your family. A four-year-old named Michael stopped by my home with his mother. He had a new compass he had just gotten from his grandfather. He was so engrossed with watching how it worked. I could tell that he was fascinated with it. It was a spark. I know that Michael's parents really want to get him involved with scouts when he is old enough, so I said, "You'd better hang on to that compass, Michael. You'll need it in scouts for camping and stuff." At this happy and interesting news, he looked up at me and smiled. His mom picked up there and said a few more things about compasses and scouts. I don't know if these parents have a Master Inspire plan or not, but if they did, it would have Boy Scouts under the organization segment. Because of that, they would begin to think in terms of how they could use this interest in the compass to move Michael along in his desire to become a scout. They would also see the possible closet possibilities in this spark. So how could they accomplish both of these things using this one spark that Michael was showing? They could find a scout in their neighborhood to come and show Michael his compass and talk about how he has used it. The scout could talk about the hikes they have gone on and other activities that they have used their compass for. He could wear his uniform. I know Michael is having a birthday in a couple of weeks. It could be a father and son birthday party with dads helping little boys search out a treasure in the backyard using two or three coordinates. Something very simple. They could have the directions for making a compass at home in their closet. This would be a fun activity for a four-year-old with the help of a parent. I found a few good sites that give clear and easy directions. These directions could be tucked inside a book on pirates, sailors, or privateers. The family could read the book or look at the pictures. There could be a familiar conversation about sailing and the need for a compass. Then they could help Michael make a compass. While you are engaged in these types of activities, you can give your child a clear and short explanation of how a compass works. Remember that you're not attempting to help your child learn and understand all this information. You're responding to a spark and allowing the child to be exposed to new and interesting information, and you are working on one of the objectives of your Master Inspire plan. Michael's parents could then put some books in their closet on famous privateers like Sir Francis Drake and Sir Walter Raleigh. There could be books on famous sailors like Leif Erikson and Ferdinand Magellan. They could make and sell some paper boats. If the child still seemed interested, they could begin adding things of interest from the countries where these men came from, such as Norway and Portugal. They could add coloring books or color pages on those topics. They could make drawings of a compass rose and hang it on the inside of the closet door. When Michael asks about it, they can explain that it's a compass rose, which helps people know the directions of the earth. Then they could introduce some activities associated with the compass rose. I found some great family activities and games on the web. They could engage in these simple activities as a family or one-on-one. These activities would demonstrate what a compass rose is, what the four directions are, and the basic use of a compass. Of course, during all of this, they would emphasize that being a scout will help Michael to really learn how to use a compass. Michael would be able to go on hikes and find his way. Their goal would be to respond to a spark, move towards a goal in their own Master Inspire plan, and give Michael an opportunity to learn many new and exciting things to begin love learning. They could write a story about Michael and his compass with missing words and let him fill in the blanks as they read the story to him. They could leave blank pages so Michael could illustrate the story. It doesn't have to be long or complicated. For example, when Michael turned 4, his blank gave him a compass. Michael was so blank, he wanted to know what this wonderful new gadget could do. He asked his blank to help him learn about it. One thing he learned was that when he was a blank, he would be able to use his new blank on hikes. You get the idea. Michael's parents could take him camping, and they could use the compass. If Michael's parents had a GPS unit in their car, they could have a familiar conversation about how finding directions has changed over time and how they use the GPS in their work and life. When Michael is a bit older, it would be fun to learn geocaching. Michael's parents could incorporate their family mission statement by using the compass to highlight a value that they are instilling in their family. Suppose a portion of their family mission statement looked like this. Habits of our home. We obey the Lord Jesus Christ. We love, honor, and pray for each other. We tell the truth, and so forth. They could have Michael show his compass to the whole family and tell the fact that the needle always points north. Then the parents could use that as an analogy to show how the very first sentence in their mission statement, "We obey the Lord Jesus Christ," is like the needle on a compass to help the family reach all the other important things in their statement. This idea would have come to mind because, as a part of their core canon, their family would be saying the mission statement together daily. It would always be at the front of their minds. Here is an example of a parent's great idea and how it fits in with a Master Inspire plan. Suppose that you have a trip to Southern Utah in your Places to Go category in your Master Inspire plan. Before you go, you can use your closet to excite your children about the trip. You can help them have a better time because they will be prepared. So here is a huge list of things that you could put in your closet and activities that you could engage in that would help you move your family towards the accomplishment of going to Southern Utah, which is in your Master Inspire plan. You could put a map of where you're going. You could put in a book on the high desert showing plants and animals that live there. Plastic plants and animals could be included. You could add a small tub to create a mini high desert environment. You could add a box of materials and a book on minerals so they can be identified. A box frame could be added so that they could be mounted, labeled, and framed. A book on crystals, the materials and directions for making crystals. A book on stalactites and stalagmites. You could make or purchase some rock candy or sugar crystals. This naturally leads into volcanoes and how rocks and crystals are formed. You can make a volcano, have it erupt, learn the difference between igneous, sedimentary, and metamorphic rocks. You could supply information and books and pictures on the gold rush, possibly a book, a novel, to read to the family from that era. You could purchase some fool's gold and get some pie tins and pan for gold in a small plastic wading pool. What about a book on cacti or the cactus to make a cacti garden or a small terrarium? Books on erosion and how caves are formed. Information and pictures from the internet on caves in Utah. Identify which ones will be in the area you're traveling to. Materials to experiment with erosion. You could send for information on Utah from the State Travel Department. You could supply special notebooks to use as journals and to paste pictures into while on the trip. Postcards can be glued into the books. The journals can be started before the trip and include things that each child finds interesting while they're preparing. You could have information on biking and hiking if that's something your family likes to do. You could take a biking day trip before you left to practice staying together and get ready for a bike trip. You could find out about desert survival. Pretend your family is lost in the desert in your backyard and practice your skills. You could have information on ancient Indian tribes in the area, such as the Anasazi and the Ice Age Paolo Indians. You could have materials to replicate Indian clothing, headdresses, and war paint. Clay to make ancient Indian dwellings. Materials to try your hand at rock painting. Information, books, pictures, and activities on other Indian tribes from southern Utah. Why not find a good story to read as a family about that particular tribe? You could add a book on flowers of the high desert and other places in Utah, and the materials to make a cardboard flower press to take on the trip, a notebook to be used as a nature journal where pressed flowers can be mounted and pictures of animals and other things can be drawn. Are there any museums available? Is fishing available, and what kind of fish could be caught? You got information on or books on ancient lakes, ancient fish, and fossils. You could make some fossils. Books and pictures of the Grand Canyon. Information and books on slot canyons and how they're formed. You could make a small stagecoach. I found the directions online. You could learn about pioneer life in southern Utah. You could learn about the pioneers who settled the area and where there were any of them your ancestors. Cook a pioneer dinner in your backyard using a Dutch oven. You could have materials for sand painting, materials for weaving. Find someone who can demonstrate how to clean, card, and spin wool. Find out how pottery was made. Make some pottery or paint some whiteware. What ghost towns are in the area? How do ghost towns come to be? Utah is a dinosaur mecca. Books on dinosaurs, information on dinosaurs specifically from Utah. Plan to visit a dig. Go to a dinosaur museum or create a dig in your own backyard in the sandbox. As you can see, you could use these ideas and spread them out over a year or even two as you prepared for your trip. What if you wanted to take a trip to Europe and you followed this plan? Then, what if you weren't ever able to make that trip happen? Look at all that your children would have learned and the value that was still reaped by having a plan. Using your journal will help you in this process. You record the spark and give a timeline for when you will respond to it. Then as you think of them, you record every idea that comes to you. You probably won't use them all, but this gives you a list to choose from, doing those things that fit the best with your family. And I did say you record the spark, but what I meant is, well, the spark, and then be sure and put by it that it's part of your Master Inspire plan, because you'll want to know that. Your Master Inspire plan and your family mission statement are documents that are created to be used. They will not serve your family if you file them away and never look at them. Remember Diane's example of how she taught her girls to love music and to want to play instruments? Because she knew what she hoped for her daughter, she was able to translate that into action, which did, in fact, help her girls love music and learn to play instruments. So use your Master Inspire plan and your family mission statement. Let's review what we've learned about using your Master Inspire plan with the closet. Your Master Inspire plan can help you catch and use both a child's spark and a parent's great idea. Both the family mission statement and the Master Inspire plan can furnish you with ideas for inspiring content for your closet and help move your family forward in things that you hope to accomplish. The Master Inspire plan and the family mission statement are living documents which are only helpful to your family when they are reviewed and used. Before moving on to Lesson 10, complete the thinking exercises and the to-do list from the workbook for this lesson.